Today we come to the end of our series on the questions that you would ask God. I will tell you that I've really enjoyed myself, and I've learned a great deal. So again, I thank you all for being willing to ask questions that weren't necessarily easy questions, and it has been a true joy. We've covered many of the questions that I have asked from time to time as well. But today we look at a question that I had never considered until now. Did God create all of the religions? It's such an interesting question to me when you consider these following facts. This is going to blow you away, I think. Today there are some 4,300 religions throughout the world. That's according to a group called Adherent, an independent, non-religiously affiliated organization that monitors the number and size of the world's religion. According to Adherent, here are the 20 largest responses people give when asked what their religion is, and the number of those who I identified with those answers. So this is what people say they are when people ask, what is your religion? Number one is Christianity. That's those who say they follow Jesus, and there's about 2.2 billion people in the world who follow that faith. Islam is number two, and that's those who follow the teaching of Muhammad, and that's about 1.5 billion people and growing faster than Christianity. Third answer is non-religious. That's secular, agnostics, atheists. That's about 1.2 billion. Fourth is Hinduism, the belief in Brahma, one God in many forms. That's about 1.1 million. Then comes Buddhism, a tradition focusing on spiritual development, personal spiritual development. That's about 500 million. Next is Chinese traditional religion. It's a diverse mixture of beliefs found mostly in China, but about 394 people practice that. Then there are primal indigenous religions. That's more a way of life than a religion for most tribes that are not in the modern world. Their practices are built around the needs of life. They incorporate other religions into their beliefs. There's about 300 million people of that. African traditional diaspora, that's a big name, but African beliefs and practices that are religious but not Christian or Islamic, because there's a lot of Christianity and Islam in Africa. Then there's Sikhism, which is a monotheistic religion founded in the 15th century by Guru Nanak. There's about 30 million Sikhs in the world. Jukha, not Judaism, Jukha. It's an ideology found in North Korea. It was handed down from the current president, Kim Jong-un's great-grandfather, and it is practiced most only in North Korea. There is Spiritism, which is a philosophy that became codified in the 19th century. Then finally at 12, there's Judaism. About 14 people are the chosen people of Yahweh. There's Baha'i, which sort of is a branch of Judaism, but they see the Baha'i faith as being handed down from a particular prophet named Bab. That's B-A with a little asterisk thing, B, not B-O-B. Then there's Jainism, which is a non-theistic religion founded in India. They believe that nature itself is holy, and so they worship above that. Shinto, which is the traditional religion in Japan, 4 million. Kyo Dei, which is a new movement founded in Vietnam about 25 years ago, and there are 4 million adherents to that. Zoroastrianism, that is a Persian religion that predates Islam. Tenrikyo, and that's another new religion that's gaining popularity in Japan. Japan seems to be a hotbed for people coming up with new ideas in faith practices. Neo-paganism, which is a modern movement that seeks tradition outside of world religions. And then number 20 is Unitarian Universalism. They believe in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. And there's about 800,000 of them in the world. If you will looked at anything that has that with their name on it, you'll see symbols from all of the major world religions on there, because they welcome everybody and believe that truth is where you find it. So that's just the first 20 on the list. Remember, I said there were 4,300, and the number is growing, so it's probably more than that by now already. We'd be here for weeks trying to look at all of the identified religions in this study. And then we find another problem, and that is, you and I look at some of these headings, and we would say that they aren't really religions at all, just ways of life. For instance, agnostics, atheists, spiritualists, pagans. That's just a few. So perhaps first, we have to define what a religion is in a way we can agree on. Of course, the problem with that is that scholars are still arguing about that very question. What is religion? So arriving at a single definition is problematic. Adherent, the group I just talked about, putting together this list, says that religion is a shared set of beliefs and practices which, in a sense, could make anything, just about anything, a religion. They tell us not to do this in preaching class, but let's be honest, I hardly ever listened when I was in seminary anyway. So this is how Webster defines religion. He gives four definitions. The state of a religious would be a nun in her 20th year of religion, as an example. Or the service and worship of God or the supernatural. A commitment or devotion to religious faith or observance. A personal set of institutionalized systems of religious attitudes, beliefs, and practices. Scrupulous conformity, in other words, to work at something religiously. Or a cause, principle, or system of beliefs held to with ardor and faith. Then we go to the other major dictionary, which is, for me, is the Oxford Dictionary. And they are a little shorter in their definition. It is belief in or acknowledgement of some superhuman power or powers, especially a god or gods, which is typically manifested in obedience, reverence, and worship. Such a belief is part of a system defining a code of living. That one kind of works for me. But by this time, I am sure that you are as frustrated as I am, as I was, while I was researching the question, because the farther it seemed that I dug, the less clear the answer seemed to be to me. All of these religions throughout the world, all of these people who seek God through all of these various ways. And then the definitions of religion are vague and hard to pin down. And well, friends, I got to tell you that the Bible doesn't really speak about religion at all, so there was really not a lot there for me to find. In fact, I found five references to the word religion, which is a translation choice, but I found five references in four scriptures, two references in one and then four other scriptures that refer to the actual idea of a religion. So, no help there. No help in the dictionaries. No help when you look at the religions of the world. So, I was about to give up hope, but I ask you not to, because God is good. And to my surprise, it turns out I was closer to the answer than I realized. As I studied, God kept putting these words back into my head. Love God and love neighbor. And then I remind you that your neighbor is everyone on the planet. Jesus spoke these words when religious scholars were trying to trip him up and test him. They are words found in the Old Testament. Love God comes from the very beginnings of the Exodus. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And then the second part is in Leviticus, where you are called on to love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus referred to the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, to answer this question. And then he said this: all of the laws, all of the commandments, all of the prophets can be summed up in those four words: love God, love your neighbor. And suddenly for me a light went on, because those four words are a code of living given to us by a supernatural being, just as Oxford defined. And so I realized this is what God gave us. So now I'm going to make a bold statement, but I ask you to hear me out to the end before you throw things. The more I read and the more I study, the more convinced I am that God didn't create any of the religions, including Christianity. I believe that religion is the device we human beings have created to try and understand something that is too big to understand, too incredible to get our minds around. And before you think something like, well, at least Christianity is closest, let me ask you this: what kind of Christianity? Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Methodist, the snake handlers in the hills of West Virginia, the charismatics who fall on the floor and speak in tongues, which Christianity is closest? Or even worse, how about Presbyterians? I found 29 different groups identifying themselves as Presbyterian before I gave up looking. When I read the scriptures, I find that God created everything, just as he told Job. The cosmos, the plants, the animals, you and me. Where were we when the cornerstones were laid? What I don't see in that list of things that God names off is religion. I don't see it in any list anywhere, really. Even when he calls Abram, who will become Abraham, even when he calls him out and chooses a people, he doesn't create a religion, he calls a people. He calls them to be a family, and he blesses them to bless the world. Jesus talks about his church in the kingdom of God, but not about a list of rules and orthodoxy. That's what we did to try and make sense of it all. But everything keeps coming back to those four simple words: love God, love neighbor. So I asked myself, how did we get from there to here? How has it gotten to be like this? Because, friends, we no longer just disagree about faith. We argue about it. We use it to condemn. We go to war with it. Muslims and Jews, Hindus and Sikhs, Christians and Catholics have all fought wars in the name of their faith. Which begs the question, do we go to war to teach people how to love? Are we so afraid of being wrong, we have to convince everyone how right we are, no matter what it means we have to do? I look at the world around me and my heart breaks at the fractured nature of humanity today. We are broken and broken and growing farther and farther apart. And friends, I can't even point to the church, the people of God, as an example of how we can come together. And what makes me truly sad is how simple it all could be if we would just trust one another and treat each other with the love and respect that each individual created by God deserves. I have said it before, but it bears repeating: simple and easy are not the same thing. So don't hear me say that it's easy. Friends, it is simple. Just two steps. Love God and love all people. To me, that's the only religion that's truly worth trying to follow, because I am convinced it is the only religion that God created. Amen.